Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Loboda, editor of Aviation for Women magazine and Fast Team representative Fort Myers, Florida, who is today's host.
Welcome to the Managing Safety Podcast. I am Amy Loboda, your host. I'm here at Sebring for the U.S. Light Sport Expo this year, 2012. And I have with me Bill Schmaltz, who is the field director for the Seaplane Pilots Association, the field director for Florida. Bill, how are you this morning?
Oh, it's a beautiful day, and I hope they get a lot of planes in here today. Today's the day to come in, today and tomorrow. And I think they're going to get quite a crowd because it's just a wonderful day.
It is gorgeous, and I am so glad that I caught you. I know you are on your way over to Lake Jackson, is that right?
That's correct. I was asked by a few people, my boss, who is Steve McCowie. He's the executive director of the Seaplane Pilots Association out of Lakeland, Florida. He and Jana Phillips, that she's in charge of the expo here, asked if I would do the first seaplane base over at Lake Jackson at the Sunset Grill Restaurant.
Terrific. So this is the first time they've had a seaplane base in conjunction with the Sport Expo.
That's correct. This is the first year, and we're trying to make a go out of it so this can continue in the future. This is the Expo's eighth year, but this will be the first year for the seaplane base. And it is on Friday and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Is part of this reasoning because there's actually been some growth in the light sport seaplane arena?
There has been a lot of growth in the seaplane arena, period. It's everywhere we look. People are now getting into the little two-seater sport aviation. The different airplanes that they have available, as well as after they try that out, we've noticed that there's a growth in they would get into a larger aircraft. There's quite a few that have been selling lately, and our membership is growing, and with our new executive director, he's got a lot of new ideas, and he's catching up with technology for the SPA world. And if you join SPA, there's all kinds of benefits.
Wow, that's terrific. No, I'm a member of SPA, so I know all about the benefits. Well, I like the water flying directory myself.
Yes, once you get in the aircraft and you do a couple of water landings, you're hooked. And one of the seaplane bases that is right here in Florida that supports SPA quite a bit, they all do, but the one that I have in mind is the Brown Seaplane Base up in Winter Haven. And John or one of his workers will be down here, pilots I should say, will be down here today and tomorrow giving rides and perhaps a pre-demo on how to fly the seaplane. So anybody that wants to go over to the lake today or tomorrow, please come on over. And if you're at the airport, there is a shuttle service, and it is free, and it is part of the entrance fee when you get your bracelet.
Oh, that's terrific. So, and if people miss it here, you're also doing a South Florida seaplane splash in at Lake Jackson the second Sunday in March, and again the second Sunday in November this year. Is that correct?
That is correct. And we've expanded a little bit on that because of demand. Mm-hmm. We used to do it once a year, and then about 3 or 4 years ago, we went to twice a year. It's the second Sunday in March and November. And now we've even expanded the last 2 years. We do the night before, and it's called the dinner. So you come in, you can stay at one of the local hotels if you want. It's really nice. Wake up the next morning, jump in your plane, go for a quick ride, have breakfast on the lake in front of your seaplane. The whole concept is just so beautiful and unbelievable, and you really don't know what's going on or understand it until you've actually done it, and then you're hooked.
Absolutely. Now, the Seaplane Association does a tremendous amount of educational activity. Will you be having some seminars and things like that?
Right now, we're not doing anything like that here. We're really just trying to get out there and reach out and get as many people involved with the SPA. However, at Sun and Fun, Steve has something set up to reach out and get some of these people that have no idea about seaplanes. And he's going to have a big screen set up so you can watch it. And it's just probably about a 4 or 5 minute CD or DVD that you can watch. And hopefully that'll entice you to become a seaplane pilot.
Yes, becoming a seaplane pilot is actually great fun. I totally agree with you. One of the things that I'm seeing here at the show is there's a lot of different ways to be a seaplane. There are the amphibs that are more like your Lake Renegade here, and then there are these straight float planes, which you'll see more of over at Lake Jackson because that's a lot of what Brown has. And then there's the amphibious float plane. What are the advantages between the one and the other?
Well, one's a little higher up, obviously, the float plane. The particular one I have is a Lake Renegade. There's really no defined difference. You know, they both go in the water, obviously, and the difference is whether it's straight floats or you have amphibious, so you can drop your gear in the water and go up a boat ramp or go up a solid beach where you make sure you don't get stuck. I've been in both and I love both, and I highly recommend, it's just a preference of choice. And also I wanted to get back with you with the SPA that Steve has asked me in the state of Florida here to come up with more fly-ins, and his he would like to see at least one a month, a major fly-in, which we go up to Tavares is one place. Another place is on the same lake to the east is Mount Dora Lakeside Inn. We did one last year. That was a big hit. It was on Halloween. It was pouring rain. We ended up with 7 planes, which I could not believe because of the weather was so bad. And we actually had 37 people show up for the banquet dinner. And if they couldn't get their plane in, they drove.
Terrific.
We're also looking at different places right now to fill the slot. So we'll end up with hopefully 8 or 10 a year, and then obviously up north during July and August is pretty much the time to go up there for the fly-in. So,
well, when you do up north, are you talking about Minnesota area, or are you talking about over towards the east like Maine?
We're talking about just anything that's basically north of Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. We're talking about Greenville, Maine. We're talking about Oshkosh. Clear Lake, California has a big fly-in. All these fly-ins really happen, most of them during the summer, and then down here a lot of the people will go up north. So it's a lot of people, they just they'll take their plane up there for the summer, so they're 6 months down here and 6 months up there, and they can enjoy both parts of the world.
Terrific, absolutely terrific. If people want more information about this South Florida Seaplane Splash-In that's going to happen at Lake Jackson on the second Sunday in March, where do they go?
They could call me at my cell phone, which is 561-414-6865, or call the Seaplane Pilots Association, and it is on their website. It's the calendar of events you want to go to when you get to the website. Also, I have an email. It's the letter JWSCHMALZ3@bellsouth.net, or you could call the Seaplane Pilots Association at 888-772-8923, and we'd love to see you. If you don't have a plane or a pilot's license, still come and enjoy the festivities, and hopefully we can give you a ride.
Okay, and the Seaplane Pilots Association can be found at www.seaplanes.org. That's seaplanes with an S, correct?
Correct.
Ah, terrific. Bill, I don't want to detain you any longer. I know there is water waiting for this airplane, so we'll let you go. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us at Managing Safety, and have a safe flight.
Thank you very much for interviewing me, and I hope to see more pilots out there and wings level and safe splash-ins.
Terrific.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.